Good morning, everyone. Today we're in Psalm 38. It's an interesting psalm, different than most that we have partaken in thus far. It is a psalm of David, and in this psalm, things are not going well. David seems to have conflict, people against him, and some of it is caused certainly by his own behavior. And let's take it in. It says, O Lord, rebuke me not in your wrath, and chasten me not in your burning anger. For your arrows have sunk deep into me, and your hand has pressed down on me. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities are gone over my head, as a heavy burden. They weigh too much for me. You know, there's going to be seasons in life where things are just more difficult. Relationships are difficult. Your own sin, or maybe your own participation in those relationships makes things more difficult. And David is good to recognize that, you know, some of the problems that he's facing is stuff that he did. There's things he can evaluate in his own behavior, and he's asking the Lord to, you know, have mercy on him, so to speak, despite his own sin. You know, one thing that, you know, I'm learning, and you know, it's kind of like something that I think always needs to be relearned, is that, you know, we have a responsibility to people, regardless of what they do to us. So what I'm trying to say is that sometimes our human nature wants there to be like a tit for tat. You know, someone's mean to me, so I'm going to be not so nice back or whatever. And it's easy to justify that if someone's treating you, you know, in an ill way. But our responsibility to people isn't really changed by how they respond to us. You know, I think it's important to have our sustenance, our identity, our peace in Christ, and to know that, you know, we have a Father, that we're loved by God, and even despite our sin, there's grace and mercy for us. And that we need to keep plowing ahead and living for the Lord, regardless of what's going on around us and what people are saying or doing around us. And sometimes, again, just try to not make the mistake of giving people maybe what they deserve or giving people what they're giving you. Instead, do what the Lord would have you do, regardless of how someone treats you. So someone treats you rude or mean or is against you, just be kind, be nice, be of the Lord, pray for them, maybe even bless them, and don't expect anything in return. And that's the thing, is sometimes we expect that based on our behavior and what we're doing, hey, people should respond to us or like us or be kind to us. And then when they're not, then we get offended because we feel like, why are they doing that? You know? And we have a responsibility to people regardless of how they treat us. So I hope that can be a word of encouragement or help. Just be kind to people regardless of their kindness to you. And also realize that, you know, when there's a problem, there's probably something you could have did differently. It's probably something I could have did differently. And to evaluate our own sin and how we can improve. And David is acknowledging that some of the problems he's experiencing are his own doing. Okay, my wounds, verse 5, grow foul and fester because of my folly. I am bent over and greatly bowed down. I mean, he's just feeling a sense of sadness and despair. It's part of life sometimes. I go mourning all day long. For my loins are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am benumbered, could be translated greatly. I am benumbered and badly crushed. I am greatly and badly crushed. I groan because of the agitation of my heart. And it's hard, you know, when you're going through challenges, it's agitating and it's hard. And, you know, your mind is kind of upon the challenges. But David does something really beautiful and wonderful here, and I think it's a good example to all of us. He said, "Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sign is not hidden from you." What a great thing to say. You know, despite what's going on, the Lord knows what our desire is, and he knows of our challenge. He knows our struggle, and he's there for us. To give us counsel, to give us right thinking. My heart throbs, my strength fails me, and the light of my eyes, even that has gone from me. And, you know, it's really important in that situation when you're feeling that way, it's just to not do something dumb. You know, when you're hurting that much, you're more apt to make a mistake. And David's going to continue to give us some good advice as we go through this psalm. But when we're emotional, we shouldn't really make decisions or really say much, because likely what we're going to say is not going to be good. So we're better off just taking it to the Lord and being silent. And this is hard. Listen to what it says here. "My loved ones and my friends stand aloof from my plague." It's like no one seems to be paying attention. In fact, sometimes it's your loved ones and friends that, you know, you feel like that's the cause, or like that's the challenge that you're facing. "And my kinsmen stand far off. Those who seek my life lay snares for me, and those who seek to injure me have threatened destruction." And, you know, David literally had that. I mean, he had people after his life. And they devised treachery all day long. And he definitely had people after him and wanted to kill him. So that's a talk about a plague, I mean, or a trial. That's worse than most of us are going through. And hey, I'm not trying to undermine your or my own trials. But typically, we're not having people trying to hunt us down and kill us. But listen to what David said here. And this is really good advice. "But I, like a deaf man, do not hear. And I am like a mute man who does not open his mouth. Yes, I am like a man who does not hear, and in whose mouth are no arguments. For I hope in you, O Lord. You will answer, O Lord, my God." What a wonderful word. You know, sometimes the response is no response, is just not even to hear what's being said, to not respond. Because, you know, in our flesh, the thing that we might say is probably not going to be good. And, you know, if someone's against you, arguing's not going to help. You know, that there's not a lot you can do. You know, and when someone's against you, again, your responsibility is to be a witness to the Lord. Be kind, be nice, and let it be. You know, try not to hear it. Be like a deaf man, but don't respond tit for tat. When someone is opposed to you, they're not going to see the good. They just are unwilling to see it. They're focused on the bad, and you can't really convince somebody, and you really shouldn't try. Instead, what you should do is just do what's right before the Lord and hope in the Lord. "For I hope in you, and you will answer, oh my God." You know, let God deal with it, and let God make the change in them. And it may not happen. And you have to realize that you know, our responsibility to someone isn't based on their change. Just be kind, be of the Lord. You will answer, O Lord my God, for I said, may they not rejoice over me, who, when my foot slips, would magnify themselves against me. And that's the sign of someone opposed to you. They're almost happy when something doesn't go well. For I am ready to fall, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I confess my iniquity. And it's good and right again to say, you know what? There's probably things I've done, and here's what they are, to not help the situation. And may I not do anything further to in that situation. Because he realizes, David, that he had a part to play in the problem. For I confess my iniquity, I'm full of anxiety because of my sin. But my enemies are vigorous and strong, and many are those who hate me wrongfully. So that's kind of interesting. Even though David recognizes that he sinned, he's also saying that, you know what, there's no grace where there should be. There's no second chances where there should be. And people are still, even despite his problems, they're not handling it well, others. And David acknowledges that. The question is what to do about it, you know. And again, trying to prove to someone that they're wrong usually doesn't go well, because if they're opposed to you, they don't really respect what you have to say. So it's almost like not really worth trying, but just be kind and trust in the Lord for who you are and not rely on how someone else feels about you. And many are those who hate me wrongfully and those who repay evil for good. And that's too bad. Sometimes that's what happens. You know, you try to do good and you're not going to get a reciprocal good. Sometimes that's the way it's going to be. They oppose me because I follow what is good. And sometimes that's the case too. You know, people are just persecuting the Christian and don't want to give any credence to the good in our faith. Instead, just want to kind of knock us down because they're not of the same faith. So sometimes the reason they're opposed is because you're doing what is good and because you're following Jesus. And what he says next here is, do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, do not be far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Well, David truly knew where to go. He definitely is going through a very difficult season here, but his hope is in the Lord. He's going to all his desires before the Lord. He knows that the Lord sees. He's not going to try to defend himself. Instead, he's just going to hope in God and allow God to handle it. And you know what? In time, if you do what's right and you honor the Lord and you don't add to the problem through, you know, argumentation, sometimes over time, God will work, God will minister, and there can be better days ahead. Just don't act, you know, out of the emotion of the moment, because it can make it worse. Just trust in God, trust your identity in him, know that he loves you, and wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord for better days ahead. And sometimes things can seem, you know, very dire in the moment, but it's amazing how things change. And maybe you've already seen that in life and you already have that in your piggy bank, meaning you've gone through really difficult sorrows and challenges in life, but then you've already seen God bring you to the other side where it wasn't as bad as what you thought, or however bad it was, it changed and it got better. So next time you go through a difficult season, don't think that it's not, you know, this is your entire future. And don't rely on your emotions, but rather just wait on the Lord and there will be better days ahead. He will see you through, and he's done it before. He'll do it again. Do what's right. Honor him. Have your hope be in the Lord. And what can man do to me? I love that passage. You know, my hope is in the Lord. What can man do to me? You know, man sometimes is challenging. Man sometimes is difficult. but you have God with you and in you. Rely on Him, wait on the Lord, and there will be better days ahead. God bless you all.